Governor Youngkin cuts transgender activists' access to kids. By Neil Monroe on July 7, 2023. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., has closed down state-run internet links that provided pro-transgender activists with direct and private access to vulnerable teenagers. The shutdown programs, according to The Washington Post, included Queer Kid Stuff, a resource for children and families that launched its video series in 2016 with a piece exploring the question, what does gay mean? And QChat Space, which offers live, facilitated chats for LGBTQ+ teenagers. Neither site requires adult permission to use, which some conservatives say they find troubling but LGBTQ+ experts say is essential for youth who need support and are not comfortable bringing their questions to a family member. The QChat Space site asks teenagers for their emails and their emerging sexual identity. Queer Kid Stuff is a pro-transgenderism group that posts videos aimed at children. The post lamented the governor's decision to protect children from sexual advocacy, saying, "Discussions about children's sexuality and gender identity have been at the heart of a conservative backlash to LGBTQ+ rights this year, with commentators and far-right agitators claiming that gay and transgender people are grooming children by, for example, holding story time while dressed in drag, or allowing children to discuss gender identity in school." The websites were first highlighted by the Daily Wire, prompting Youngkin's deputies to shield families from the back-channel advocacy by queer advocates. In Virginia, the governor will always reaffirm a parent's role in their child's life. Children belong to their parents, not the state, Youngkin spokesperson Macaulay Porter said in a statement. The governor supports providing resources that are age-appropriate, however the government should not facilitate anonymous conversations between adults and children without a parent's approval. Sexualizing children against a parent's wishes doesn't belong on a taxpayer-supported website. Many advocates for transgenderism say governments should facilitate their outreach to children and teenagers because of supposed parental threats to youths. But many studies show that the vast majority of troubled kids, including boys and girls who will become gay or lesbian, walk away from transgenderism if they are not given the drugs and hormones that cause irreversible physical and mental changes. Also, many polls show that the public backs parents' rights to guide their children through the often difficult teenage years. 67% of likely voters believe information about sexuality for children in kindergarten through third grade should be left to parents, according to a Harvard-Harris poll conducted in March 2022. The poll with 1,990 registered voters. Only 33% of the 1,990 registered said sexuality should be taught in schools to young children, the poll said. Even Democrats support Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., curbs on sexual advocacy in K-12 schools, according to a March 2022 survey. But many progressive teachers are eager to promote transgenderism and gay status, regardless of the risks to children.